of iFocus Live on WKIP on this Wednesday morning. Still mighty chilly in the valley. Some of the temperatures in single digits. But let me say good morning and welcome to Tom Mulroy, CEO of T-Rex Capital. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for coming over to the studio on this chilly morning.
Okay. Thank you.
And I really want to thank you for your hospitality last week when I wound up spending about 3.5 hours with you over there. Very enjoyable 3.5 hours. And, huge thanks to Nadine for bringing out the food and letting us sample the things on the menu.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. Hopefully you come back.
It did. Well, we'll talk about this. It looks like make a plan to perhaps be over there with you in May and do a remote broadcast. That room that overlooks...
The Delano Room. That's our hospitality suite. That's very sought after. That'll be great to have you there. I'd love to have you there.
It is an absolutely magnificent view out looking across the top of the Culinary Institute of America over to the Catskills. And when you spend the time with me this morning, we're going to talk about the phases of the project of Belfield at Historic Hyde Park. The inn at Belfield is now open for business, and it's a beautiful facility. It was nice to be able to meet all the different folks involved in doing that.
Yeah, no, thank you. Ramping up, as you know, it just opened about two and a half weeks ago. So we're getting the kinks out. We have a soft opening going on right now. Mm-hmm. A few things... to clean up the punch list items, putting that sycamore wood at 230.
It's funny you would say that. That was the first thing I was going to get in the conversation.
Yeah, well, I do have to go another call out for Larry Boudreaux, the president of Belfield. Without him and the team there, Jared O'Connor, Larry Pelletier, Andy Farrell, we wouldn't have it up right now. So I have to do a call out. Plus, Larry's your biggest fan.
Well,
he drives 45 minutes every day, and he listens to you religiously.
I want to, twist his arm, perhaps, and have him in with me. I am just hell-bent on really talking more about the importance of project management and logistics and supply.
Well, he's a man.
It is... And careers in that field, and knowing a little bit about Larry's background, I just want to encourage more people to really look at that as a successful career field. It's in such demand.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And we have met with Dr. Peter Roman over at the superintendent of Hyde Park Schools as well about bringing some of the students over, not only at the hotel side of it, in the front of the house. It's a lot behind the scenes, like this is not a fun topic, but it's the wastewater treatment plant.
Yes.
You know, that is the heartbeat of the entire project. And really any development in this country, you need a wastewater treatment plant. And Dr. Peter Roman, who's been great, have a great working relationship with him. I can say he's very supportive, I believe, and he would love to bring his kids over. And when he saw that integrated computer systems of the wastewater treatment plant, this is not just a big municipal system.
No.
This is a very high-tech modular system, package unit. You can essentially drink the water that comes out of this system.
So. There are so many facets to what you just said, and as it would relate to protecting the environment.
Mm-hmm.
What you explained to me the other day about working with Hyde Park to perhaps run some lines up to the village of Hyde Park so that businesses up there could tie into this private sector investment that you have made, but allowing them to then expand their businesses.
Yes, you really can't do any kind of development or any kind of community build like this or anything size without the buy-in from the community. I mean, we started, I've been involved with this project. First got involved in 08, 09, the last downturn. We closed it in 11. And since then, we've really been working with the local community, whether it was Dennis Murray, the previous president of Marist, the CIA, the FDR, the walkway, as I mentioned, Mike Oates before. Really, it was relationship building and understanding what was desired here. This was not coming in here just paving over paradise. This was a well-thought-out community. We actually brought in some very talented local people as well as some regional and international and national groups to come and help us plan this community out, Hart Howington being one of them, which was a big national architectural land planning firm. They also worked and had planned Silo Ridge. They did the montage out in Big Sky, Montana. Mm-hmm. Very talented group. We brought in other, the Weitzman group brought in Corcoran, Newmark, Mitch Friedel, and really did, as I mentioned on our meeting the other day, had a big charrette down in Serenbe, in Atlanta, mm-hmm. outside of Atlanta, which is one of the biggest agri-hoods out there. And really put this plan together, looking at the long term. We were able to weave the past with the present, but keeping an eye on where the future is going and put it all together. And I think it's really a timeless planned community, which essentially what this agri-hood is it integrates.
Explain agri-hood.
Sure. Basically, it's a type of planned community that integrates agriculture with neighborhoods. The Urban Land Institute, which is the big platform in the industry, defined it over a few years ago as it was growing in popularity as basically residential built around a working farm and community gardens. We have so much more than that, though, here because of the size. It is 340 acres. It is slopes up with incredible views, and it's something that is also a tourism destination.
Yes.
Whereas Serenbe, which is incredible, Steve Nygren down there, incredible human being that's built that over 25 years, didn't have as much tourism there or commercial, but he was residential, and he brought in amenity retail and really developed that beautifully, and that's why that was one of our inputs when we put this together was working with them, and then we came up and integrated it up here. But of the all the space we have 60% of it will be residential, mm-hmm. And that's a mix of different things. There'll be some rentals, there's condos, there's townhomes, single families, and what have you. There'll also be 830,000 square feet of commercial. Roughly half is hospitality, because it's such a demand for tourism in this area, mm-hmm. and real hospitality to meet the demand for that tourism, and about 400,000 square feet of commercial, which will be experiential commercial. It'll be restaurants, walkable village type retail, not something you can just buy on Amazon. And it's we try to make it Amazon proof, where you have to go and walk in the community and really experience. Let's say the Village Green.
So that goes back to you had an opportunity some years back where a grocery chain wanted to buy a chunk of property and plunk a commercial grocery establishment over there.
Yep. That is interesting because, you know, as a developer, people look at us very negatively.
Right.
And, you know, I have a long history on both sides of the business, on the capital side as well as the development side. And what we did is we bought this from the debt from a bank way back when at a very attractive price. And we sat there and we're mapping out the vision, meeting all the community leaders and the residents. We sat there and we were wondering, should we just, you know, chop this up in different silos? Or do we have one shot here with this size piece of land so close to Manhattan? So
340 acres.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And we had approvals for 2.1 million square feet. As I mentioned, we actually added a little more residential. It was 50-50. We're at 60-40 resi commercial. And we sat there, and as we're putting it together, it has to be one integrated vision and a walkable village and what have you. Whereas we've had developers come to us, builders, that wanted to come buy one piece of it, about 200,000 square feet of commercial, a few acres of it, for what we paid for the entire project.
Right.
And we turned them down because they wanted to put a big grocery store, not necessarily a desirable grocery store, but a grocery store there. And it would have just been a paved over paradise. And by putting that there, it would have just put the stake in the heart of the entire project. So we turned it down. But we could have taken out all our money on that.
So to be clear, so that listeners understand, Tom Rolroy, of the 340 acres, mm-hmm. much of that remains undeveloped.
That is a good point, Tom. I made sure our building envelope with the town, and the town has been great working with us. We are only building on approximately 120 acres
yes.
of the 340 acres. So we will have 220 acres of open space, which will include 10 miles of trails and walkways and biking trails, which do connect into the Hudson Trail system mm-hmm, mm-hmm. on the north and the south, which south 2 miles connects into the Empire Trail system. And just meeting recently with the new county executive, Sue Serino, and her team, Owen and Rachel, phenomenal supporters of this, as well as the previous county executive, Bill O'Neill and Mark Molinaro. They're huge supporters, and they're working on their trail system now. They're connecting all the different trails throughout the Dutchess County area and connecting in throughout the Hudson Valley. And I saw some of the plans, what they have done and what they're doing, which is just phenomenal to really bring the walkable village, into the entire county, into a walkable village. Huge support for that, and we'll have that. Will be the link between the north and south of that. So, yes, lots of open space. Annie Farrell is our agricultural specialist. She's worked, she was one of the original planters of Blue Hill at Stone Barn. She has been involved in the Hudson Valley in New York for decades. Phenomenal asset. Jared O'Connor, who's been working with us, and Annie has been a phenomenal asset. He came on board about a year ago, working with Larry and the whole team. And it's a step-by-step process, but you have to step back and have the one vision. Sure. As I mentioned earlier, you have to really weave the past with the present, with an eye on the future.
Hold that thought right there. Perfect segue to what I want to come back to. Mm-hmm. Tom Mulroy, CEO of T-Rex Capital Developers of Belfield, the historic Hyde Park. When we come back, historic, let's talk about the 230-year-old sycamore tree. Back in a minute on WKIP.